Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today I'm joined by a very special guest, Sally Stevens from Dell. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Allison.
Sally, what do you do at Dell?
I'm Vice President of Platform Marketing for the Enterprise. So my team is responsible for the x86 servers, the PowerEdge lineup of servers, as well as system management and our solutions as well.
We were talking about the 7500 series processor launch as a series of Chip Chats, and Dell has been doing some very exciting things with this processor in terms of bringing new solutions to the market. What is the development cycle like in terms of the engineering effort that goes into that?
Well, it really starts back out with marketing and engineering going out and doing what I call customer-inspired design.
Mm-hmm.
Really getting out, and we do global road shows. Our server team, our system management team, our solutions and services organization go together as a team to really get out and truly understand what the customer requirements are. And I think you see the results in the product in the portfolio that we've launched this year. We really focused in on four key areas. One of them is around purposeful design. Things like looking at commonality of servers. We have a portfolio of PowerEdge, and as much as we can put commonality into the way we lay out the server, the way the various components are there, the color coding of the components, all adds value, and it actually saves customers when they want to actually go out and deploy. A second area that we focused in was around streamlining systems management. We have what we call our lifecycle controller. Customers in the old days used to have to take CDs and DVDs, load up all the drivers and the diagnostics on the server once they get it in their environment. For Dell, we actually preload that at the factory. So once the customer gets the server, with a push of the button, they can actually deploy the server by itself, automated into the environment. Image management takes a lot of time for customers. They can actually have that reside at the Dell factory. They can manage that image, and anytime they want to download it, they use the lifecycle controller to really bring that down and simplify that process for them.
When you talk about this customer-inspired design, our customers are changing. You've got traditional enterprise, HPC, now the cloud coming on. Do you see your development bifurcating to address those different audiences, and are you doing anything special for those different audiences?
Yeah, actually, Dell has done quite a bit in that area. First off, we restructured the company to focus on customer segments. So about a year ago, we rolled out a new organizations around large enterprise, around public, and around small, medium business. It's great for me on the product side because I have very focused organizations that I can really get, whether it's us out on the road, scheduling customer visits with our segment teams, we can actually get very good data. We also can focus on vertical solutions specific to these customers like HPC. Now, you talk about cloud, and actually Dell has kind of done something different in the industry as well. We have an organization called Data Center Solutions. We don't talk a lot about it. It's an organization that is really focused on providing cloud-type solutions for major customers. We really focus on 30 customers around the world. If you look at cloud, there's actually two paths we believe customers can take. You can take the traditional path, where our traditional PowerEdge products have played, and evolve them with capabilities like virtualization, because that's kind of a founding way you have to get to a clouded environment. We worked with Intel. You'll see on these new PowerEdge four-socket platforms, we have a patent pending what we call our FlexMem Bridge. So for customers that want to virtualize, you really have to have not just the processor performance, but you also want to make sure that you have the balance of the memory and I/O. So what Dell has done in their design, and this is on our PowerEdge M910, our four-socket blade, as well as our PowerEdge R810, which is a four-socket 2U platform, what we're able to do is populate two processors. So customers that don't want to pay licensing, they can actually put the Flex Membridge into the remaining two processor sockets and take it full advantage of all 32 DIMMs in the system. We also, from a hypervisor perspective, put in redundancy. So unique to Dell is we've got redundant hypervisors in the system to give that high level of availability the customers need. On the revolutionary path, I talked about these data center solution products.
Right.
Last week, we announced a new series in the Power Edge called our C-Series. So we kind of took, wanting the volume and the benefits of our mainstream Power Edge with some of the design that we did and our data center solutions, our DCS products, and came out with a new Power Edge series called C-Series.
Mm-hmm.
So a little more to the traditional DCS type platform where the availability and system management isn't as critical in the platform, but it actually allows us to take that DCS design and scale it broader for customers. And we have a design focus for HPC, we have cloud design, so we're kind of coming at the market a little different than I think the competition.
Well, very exciting things coming from Dell. Thank you very much for being on the program with
Thank you, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.